Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are talking Shabbos 20, a very famous Mishnah many of us know from davening, Bamim Adlikim. We talk about every Friday night, what can we light with and what can we not light with. So many different things are talked about. Just going to mention some of them before we hone in on one of them, about not roasting food on Friday unless it'll be roasted before Shabbos. You can't place bread in the oven or cake on clothes on Friday unless it crusts before Shabbos. And then talks about the Karban Pesach and then fire. And then it goes on to talk about different things related to Shabbos and the flax. But then it talks about not using pitch, wax, cake oil, or oil that requires burning fats from the sheep tail or tallow as fuel for the Shabbos lights. And not using cedar bast or uncarded flax, floss, silk, willow bast, desert fiber, or sea moss as wicks for lighting Shabbos lights. Because these materials are not suitable for lighting Shabbos candles as they do not hold the flame well. The Chachamim were concerned that if these wicks were permitted for use, the flame may flicker and one would unintentionally tip the lamp to enhance the light and the person would transgress the act of lighting a fire on Shabbos. So for me, this brings to mind the idea that we should use our best materials, our best supplies for Shabbos itself. Again, as we talked about the other day, Beisham and Beisil, I can't remember which one, they would set aside the best items, the best food for Shabbos. And for us ourselves, we should set aside the best silverware, the best diningware, the best plates, and all of those things to use for Shabbos itself. You know, there should be special Shabbos dishes. Luckily, we were given dishes by my in-laws last year to use, and they're such nice ones, we saved them for Shabbos special. We used to have meat ones that we were given as a wedding present, but these Alachas Kama Vekama are even more so to be able to use it special for Shabbos. And we have special candles we use for Shabbos and we try to set it up and make sure. There's also an idea that if you light them and blow them out, sometimes it even lights better, which I haven't done, but I've heard before. I think my brother does that maybe. But there are different ways of using supplies, using materials to make the Shabbos enhanced. Just as the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about how certain things are not suitable for Shabbos. They wouldn't light properly. We should have the proper lights for Shabbos. So too, we should have the proper supplies, the proper materials as best we can. That Shabbos tablecloth that's really used for Shabbos, and the hot plate and the urn, the different things that we set aside specifically for Shabbos, used specifically for Shabbos, and the chillin pot, all these things we should set aside and use our best things for Shabbos, not just the silverware and the dishes and the cups and the like, but even other things, best candles we could find, the best tableware we could find, all in order to enhance and make the Shabbos as most beautiful possible, because Shabbos is like a queen, and as we would adorn a queen and a king, so too we should adorn the Shabbos, which in and of itself adorns Hashem as much as we can, to bring it in as much as possible in the nicest way possible as often as we can every week, if so, to make Shabbos the most beautiful we can. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 21 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.